Hey, welcome to KSL Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture with some nice cafecito. I'm Joel Carenas.
And I'm Yvette Cruz.
Thanks for joining us. So today we're going to talk about physical interaction in the workplace. And the way that we came up with this idea was I was watching a clip from The Daily Show the other day, and Trevor Noah was talking about how there's a new study in England that said that over 70% of people that were polled, there were about 2,000 people that were asked about this this survey and asking them about workplace interaction and workplace and personal interaction where it comes physical, like hugs, handshakes, etc. And 70% of people, over 70% of people, said that they would prefer not to have any kind of physical interaction with amongst their coworkers and their peers, and you could even say their friends, because a lot of times our coworkers end up becoming our friends. And for me, I was a little taken back by it when I heard them say that it was over 70% wouldn't want anything. In fact, according to the survey, who was done by Total Jobs, which is a hiring platform in the UK, they asked people, and 76%, said that they would support ending all physical contact at work. And then a third of the employees that were polled said that they have experienced an awkward greeting from colleagues. So this got me thinking about, I know with recently with the Me Too movement, a lot of things have changed when it comes to our interactions, both just vocally and also physically amongst our peers. But for me, I couldn't help but think that this was very interesting that almost, you know, over two-thirds of people would say that they don't want any kind of physical, not even a handshake. I don't know. It just kind of made me think for a second. So Yvette, just to kick things off, what do you think about this this poll that has out and said that a lot of people would not want to even just handshake their own coworker?
So I have like a ton of questions about it. So first, yes, it was the UK, so it's not the US. Second, I guess that's a statement, not a question. But anyway, second thought is how often are we shaking hands? Like, is it really that big of a, I was conflicted, I guess. I'm going back and forth between, is this too much and does this make sense? And part of me is like, well, how often are we shaking hands? If we're shaking hands every day, then I'm fine stopping that. Like, I don't need to shake your hand every day that I see you. Like, how's it going, Fred, you know, today on Monday, shaking your hand? No. Like, I mean, to me, like in my head, shaking hands is something that, and obviously this is like, you know, all physical contact, but even handshakes, to me, handshakes are something that happen when you first meet somebody. If that, sometimes you don't shake hands when you meet somebody. So let's say we didn't ban it, but like, let's say I don't want to shake your hand. Do I just not shake your hand? Like, do I just look at you or do I just smile at you? Is that rude if I don't? Like, why is this? Like, I don't know. I was just thinking like, is this, I was going back and forth between, is this that big of a deal? And is this extreme? And I thought, well, I mean, if people don't want to be touched, people don't want to be touched. That's fine. Maybe banning it is what is the extreme part. Like, what are the consequences if we ban all physical contact in all the workplaces all over the world? Let's just play this out for a sec. And, you know, you see a coworker shake another coworker's hand. What do you do? And then, right. And then what does HR do from there? Like, and what are the consequences? Like, are you both fired? Are you both reprimanded for shaking someone's hand with their consent? Like, I don't know. I had a lot of thoughts about it. But I don't know.
Because to me, like, part of me gets it. Part of me is like, okay, like, I don't, like you said, it's not, nobody's really shaking everybody's hand all the time. But I think, to your point, it's that whole, we're just completely banning it. Like, we jumped to that extreme already. Like, shouldn't it be already a norm? It's like, you don't need to shake your boss's hand every day, or you don't need to shake even, you know, your coworker's hand every day. But now all physical contact is gone. And it's not because a reason of, oh, well, we just, I'd rather have a good solid reason instead of just, we don't want to get sued. Because a lot of the reason, and according to this this study that they did, one of the major reasons is because they want to, they meaning companies, want to avoid lawsuits. And that's how they bring it back to the Me Too movement and things like that. That's a lot of connection. I think that's a little bit too much of a stretch for me personally. But part of me understands why some companies would want to do that. But at the same time, it's like, why did we jump so quickly to the completely banning it, to your point? And that's what worries me.
Well, I also wondered with the survey, I know it kind of breaks down who said, you know, how many people of, you said, like you said, 2,000, right? Of these 2,000 workers surveyed in the UK. I also wonder, like, let's say 38% of workers find greetings awkward in the workplace. I want to know, not to make this about gender, but I do want to know how many of those are women and how many of those are men. Because I'm trying to, as a woman, I'm playing this out, and I have had some uncomfortable nothing like, you know, like I've nothing that's like extreme or like, you know, that I'm like, you know, I have to report this, but I've had some uncomfortable experiences. I've gotten past them, but I'm sure other women, maybe even some men, have similar stories and maybe more stories. But in that perspective, I'm thinking, yeah, I want to ban all touching, and that includes handshakes. But I just, maybe I'm saying that because I just don't want to deal with any of it, and I don't want to shake your hand either. And so I'm just, go ahead, I'm going to ban it. Like, maybe, like, I'm trying to see it from that point of view. Like, I want to know how many of these people are men and how many people are women, and how many of them have had like uncomfortable experiences that they're just like, I don't want to deal with that anymore. And sure, let's just, like, I don't want to deal with an awkward hug from this guy who's always trying to hug me at work, which is weird. You know, like, this is just an example. Yes. So yeah, I want to ban all physical contact, yeah, including handshakes. I don't want to shake his hand either, you know. Like, in a sense, like, I'm also wondering, like, how that plays out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no that makes sense. And I don't know, for me, like, obviously, for those who are listening, you could tell that I'm not 100% supportive of this poll, this study, whatever you want to call it, because I guess my concern is just always the jumping into a far extreme. And I'm okay with the, like, if nobody wants to shake, I don't want to shake everybody's hand. Like, I don't want to shake everybody's hand every day. I don't want to hug anybody. I don't want to, like, no. Like, I only would do that to somebody who that I actually care about, instead of just, and there are some workers coworkers I care about. Like, they're my friends. But at the same time, I'm not going to hug them, as, you know, every time I see them in the office.
Yeah.
But for me, what is concerning is the idea that we just decided to just not, instead of maybe teaching people and say, hey, I don't know if you know this, but, like, hugging your coworkers is uncomfortable. Instead, nope, we're just going to ban it. And yes, it is easier for companies, so I could see it from the company aspect. But yeah, it's easier to just say, just don't do it. And then that's it. Just make the rule. That's it. But I don't know. It just worries me that we just completely just jumped from teaching people and just using common sense. Like, oh, don't use your own common sense. Just don't do it. Like, no, we need to hold some people accountable and say, like, that's not right. Like, that's what you're doing, hugging or whatever. Like, that's not right. Instead of just completely just banning it. Because then that person who might have an issue, let's say we might have an issue, he or she does not learn. He or she does not get corrected because we're just completely banning it. And they may not even follow that rule. Who says that they're going to follow the ban? So I don't know. To me, I just don't like the idea of jumping completely into, okay, we're just going to stop completely. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I can see that. But I'm also, like, I guess from my perspective, like, and I'm not supportive or not supportive of this ban either. I'm just kind of, like, playing it out in my head. From the other perspective, I can also see, I mean, you go to, like, certain HR sexual harassment trainings and they tell you, like, you know, not to, I mean, I don't know how, I don't remember. We have a training every year. Mm. It's very dated in a lot of workplaces. And so I can't remember. Obviously, like, I don't think I break any of those rules. But You do, like, these trainings do tell people not to make other people uncomfortable and not to touch people and not to, like, do, like, unwelcome contact or make unwelcome remarks, and people still do them.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there's, like, you know, not every workplace, but, like, you know, a lot of workplaces, some people maybe relate, you know, there's that one person in the office that's always just a little too touchy-feely, like, nothing to scream, you know, I don't want to say rape or anything, but, like, you know, nothing to scream
HR.
Like HR, but, well, maybe in a sense, but, you know, people aren't going to do it because nobody wants to exaggerate. Like, nobody wants to take it too far or something, but there's that, you know, everyone can relate to that person that is a little too touchy feely, whether there is one in your workplace or not. Like, you know, you may know somebody or you may know of somebody who's like that, and that person is still working, still getting away with it. And so in a sense, it's like, yeah, we've tried teaching people. And they still get away with it. So now let's just ban it. And this is, again, this is just playing it out. But my thought is also, what are the consequences? Like, if this is banned, what happens if you break this ban? Like,
that's a good question.
Do you get fired? Do you get a strike? Do you, like, are we going to take things more seriously now in the workplace? Like, I don't know. And then also, like, is there, I guess, because obviously this is just a survey. This is just, like, seeing what, this is not something that's happening. Let's go on the record and say that. But, are there loopholes? Like, if someone saw someone shaking someone's hand, for example, and someone reports it, and then you meet with these people, and these two people are like, no, it's fine. It's totally fine. And then that's it. Okay, we leave it alone, you know? But, like, I don't know. I'm trying to play it out. But again, from this perspective, like, yes, in a sense, we should teach people not to, like, make other people uncomfortable. But, like, haven't we already tried? And is it not working? I mean,
is it ever going to work?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they're considering banning it.
Well, I don't think the ban's going to do any better. So that's just my opinion.
So, like, then why even do it?
Right.
Why
no,
even discuss it?
Yeah. No. And I think that's the issue. Like, we're keep trying to resolve a problem that's, A, is probably never going to be fixed, but also you know, I appreciate the idea of trying something new. And I think this is something like, okay, I do appreciate that. To me, I don't know. It just feels a little, it feels, I guess, I just feel sad that we've reached this point. That's just me. I feel like it's sad that people haven't learned and they'll never learn. Some will never learn. And now we have to, well, not everybody, but some places are starting to consider just banning even the handshake, which can be awkward. Like, let's be honest, there have been times where a handshake can be awkward, and even Trevor on The Daily Show pokes fun a little bit about the idea of, like, whether it's the like the handshake sandwich, or like the duck one that's kind of like this.
Oh, yeah.
And then the overpowering one that's like a sandwich and just kind of just like slams you down.
Yeah.
Like, I've had a couple of those, but I've never necessarily judged it based off it. I think now I'm more aware of it. Now I'm more detailed of like, okay, how do people interact? So Fox New York ran the story as well, and then one of the reporters talked about it, and she said that, like, maybe just the better option is just the fist bump or just the wave. Which, for me, I don't mind the fist bump. I mean it still is physical interaction. I mean, you're still
you know, but quicker, I guess.
But it's quicker. I know, like, obviously, like the high five, like we do a high five a lot of times as well. Like, a high five is, I don't know, I see it as fine, but maybe that should be banned, right?
I don't know. I think I do like that you said, like, you know, we should teach people to, like, feel things out. I also wonder how much culture has to do with it, because I mean, some people are just awkward people. So should we put them in situations where they're forced to interact physically with other people, or should we teach them to learn how to interact physically with other people? Like, it's just, I go back and forth, because, like, so I've had really good, like, physical, like, you know, handshakes or hugs or, like, fist bumps or whatever. I have had some good ones. I've also had some really bad ones. And I mean, it doesn't, like, change the way I do my job or, you know, the way I live my life. But, and it, you know, that one awkward moment didn't, like, scar me or anything like that. But, like, I don't know, maybe the part of the, and this, I guess, would be taking it, like, to another level. And, like, I don't know if we'd ever actually achieve this, but maybe part of, like, HR training or something should be, I don't know what the word is for it right now, but, like, how to feel out, like, I don't know if it's intuition or perspective, like, how to feel out a certain moment, how to, like, know if you should ask for a hug, how to know if you should not, how to know if, and this is, like, on a human level, like, some people are really good at perceiving, is that the word? Like, so just, like, understanding a situation. Some people are good at, like, making it better. Those people should be teaching classes to other people. But I do wonder, like, how much culture has to do with it, because this is a study in the UK. I don't know how often people are interacting. I mean, I only know, like, from my own experiences, like, here in the US, but I will say that before I worked where I work now, I used to work at somewhere where it was majority of Hispanics. Like, so we were all majority Hispanic. One of the greetings in some Hispanic cultures is, like, the, you know, the kiss on the cheek. Like, some people do one, some people do two. And it's, like, very common. And so I used to work somewhere where that was, like, very, you would see that, and it was very common. And you wouldn't see it with everybody. Like, there were certain people who did do it every day to, like, you know, when they're coming, or when they're, like, first talking to you. Some people wouldn't ever do it. I'm one of those people who doesn't do it unless someone who, like I just wasn't raised like that. Like, I'll do it if, you know, I know certain people are like that. Like, it's just the greeting, like the kiss on the cheek. It's not even, like, on the cheek either. It's, like, you know, like, cheeks touch, kind of, or just, like, a quick, like, sort of hug, but with a kiss. Like, it's you gotta, like, I guess you gotta see it. It's very common. And in some, like, for some people and in some cultures. But yeah, it was something that, like, I had never been in a workplace where that was, like, an everyday thing. And again, it wasn't everybody, but it was, like, it was certain people. Like, you knew, like, so-and-so did that. You knew so-and-so did that. So-and-so only does that sometimes, or so-and-so only does, you know, like, you would get it. But, like, I'm one of those people who doesn't do it initially. Like, I'll do it if I know you do it, like, because we know each other like that. Or if someone, like, kind of, like, reaches in, like, and, like, if someone that I'm just meeting, like, I can kind of, like, I've gotten used to it. But that was, like, an everyday work thing.
Yeah.
And so it was, like, it was something that I had to get used to. But I can tell you that I never felt uncomfortable, because it was a cultural thing. Yeah. Like, I never felt like, why does this person, you know, like, I never felt like that. And again, it wasn't everybody. So maybe if it was everybody, it would have been, like, a little too much. But
like, what's up with all these people
here? Yeah, like, and, you know, and, like, every single day and everything. And, like, some people were just like that. Like, you could tell, like, in, like, and I guess, like, in part of the culture, like, too, like, sometimes you're considered rude if you don't do it. Call me rude. Like, I just wasn't, my mom didn't raise my sister and I to, like, you know, when some people are like, saluda, so-and-so, like, and you have to hug every single person. Like, I wasn't raised like that. Like, I will do that if it's like more of a one-on-one thing or if like I know you like that. But my mom didn't ever like take us somewhere. She was like, saluda a todos. And we had to go like hug and kiss every single person. And some people do that. And some people, they'll do it because it's considered rude not to. So call me rude, whatever. I'm like, I'll react. I won't be proactive about it. Mm. But that's because I wasn't raised like that. And that's fine with me. Like, I don't think there's anything. If I ever have kids, like, I wouldn't raise them like that either. Mm. But then, like, so it was kind of like, we're talking about this, but now take it into the workplace. Like, I never felt uncomfortable. Sometimes it was kind of like a so-and-so sick. Like, I don't want to like a so-and-so sick. These are germs coming around, you know? Right. But I guess the same could go for a handshake. Like, so-and-so sick, and then they shook your hand, and you don't even know if they, like, washed it after they sneezed. Like, whatever. Like, it's like germs are a factor, sure. But I never felt uncomfortable with those people who were like that in that workplace. I'm obviously somewhere now where it's not a majority Hispanic, so like that doesn't ever happen. That's fine with me. Like, I don't want to say I miss it, and I don't want to say I don't miss it. Like, it's just kind of like it's a change in culture. Yeah. So I wonder how, like, I'm thinking, like, how are workplaces in certain parts of the world, like, where that is a cultural thing? Like, do you leave that outside of the workplace and you don't interact? Because some people are friends with their coworkers. Like, you see them outside of work, you hang out with them, like, you like them. Like, some people are friends with their coworkers. Some people are not. Some people are just go to work, and they're their coworkers, right, and they like them to work with, but they're not friends. Like, they're work friends, but they're not friends.
Yeah.
So with this whole, like, physical contact thing, like, do you leave it, like, with certain cultures, like, do you leave it outside? Like, do you reserve it for people you really like or you're friends with? Like,
I think it depends also, like, yeah, like, if you're obviously here in this country, and let's say you're from Romania, and in Romania, let's say they do the whole the kiss on the cheek thing, you know, for everybody, women and men. I don't know. I feel personally, I feel like you as a Romanian, you know, coming here to the U.S. should understand, or at least somebody should teach you. That's not that the whole kissing, the two cheek kiss thing doesn't happen here at the workplace, or it could be Italy, or it could be Argentina, or it could be anywhere, whatever it is that something is a little bit different. Like, you either need to learn that, or I hate to, but yeah, like, HR needs to teach, you know, or maybe it's up to somebody. If somebody, you know, let's say it's so-and-so's first week here and they just came fresh from Argentina, and let's just say that's what they do. And then they go to do that. I feel like it would be the responsibility of that person that felt uncomfortable to, like, nicely, unless, you know, there was something else involved, but nicely say, hey, you know, I appreciate, I understand that that's kind of the culture thing, and but, you know, here we kind of don't do that in a nice way. Like, obviously, if it was creepy, I guess, then you don't have to say it necessarily nicely. You can go to HR, but I feel like for some people, yeah, like, they need to be taught. My concern also as well is, like, how many people are going to use their culture as an excuse? Oh, I didn't know. That's just where I come from. Or that's how we greet, or that's how we do this. Well, yeah, but you're not in insert country here. You're not there anymore. Now you're here in the U.S. Now, it could be reversed. Now, if I were to move to some other country and I see that that's what they do, I'm not going to open up immediately and just repeat what they do. But I'm not going to be shocked if I get somebody like a coworker does the whole two-cheek thing. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm in Romania. I'm just using Romania as an example. I'm in Romania now, and now this is what they do. So I can't really be too... Now, if it does really make me feel uncomfortable, if I just have an actual problem with it, then yeah, I would speak up and say, you know, I'm not part of the culture here, and it's kind of different for me. You know, maybe I'm seen as, to them, I'm seen as different, but I'd rather feel comfortable than... I'd rather care about my own comfort instead of what people think, that I'm a weirdo or that I'm just don't want to care about their traditions or whatever. So it is it's a tough balance, because now so many of our offices are multicultural, are just so worldwide. There's so many just people there. It's not just all Americans all the time. You know, there's people from different countries, from different cultures, and it can be tough. So part of me goes back and thinks, okay, I guess I can understand the whole let's not just have anybody do that, because it can get confusing. Like, the world, I guess in my mind, the world used to feel a little bit bigger, but now it feels much more smaller, and now we're all interacting with each other much more. So I guess I could see why it would be a good thing to ban everything else, and the awkward handshakes and the hugs and all this stuff. And is it HR's responsibility? I guess they can't do everything, right? You know?
Yeah. And again, like, it, to me, it goes back to like the consequences and like the, how do you monitor it? How do you police it? Like, if someone tries to shake my hand, do I like report them for even trying to, like, you know, like it's the like the enforcement of it. Like, how, you know, like, 'cause obviously I don't, to be honest, I don't think this would ever completely happen. I don't think, you know, like, I think obviously there'll be like certain, maybe like, maybe hugs will be banned or something, you know, maybe like after a certain amount of time, or maybe in some places they already are, like maybe physical contact is already like, in a lot of places, I'm sure it is. But like, I don't think it'll ever get to like, you know, nothing at all. Not even the fist bump. Like, fist bump is 2 points. This is 7 points. This is once you hit 100 points, like you're, you know, like, I don't think it'll ever get to that. But the fact that we're talking about it, I think, is something, because a lot of people may not know the perspective of another person and how uncomfortable someone's been. And again, I will say for women, like, a lot of people don't know how uncomfortable it is to have to be in a position where, and this could happen to men too, but a lot of people just don't know what it's like to how that actually feels, and to have it happen over and over and over again and not be able to say anything. Like, what if you're the only woman in a certain establishment and all the guys are acting a certain way? And so you kind of just have to take it because you're the only woman there and you want a seat at the table, and that's just the only way you're going to get it. Like, this is a true story. Like, this happens to a lot of people, and it's just, you know, you don't feel like you can say something. Like, HR is there and HR will do its job, you like to think, but you don't know that, because a lot of people have experienced uncomfortable, like, physical contact at work and nothing has resulted in it. And so you some people, this is just an example, some people learn to not say anything and to deal with it, and some people have learned that by trying to deal with it, they end up losing. And by some people, I'm talking about women. Like, that's just kind of how it is, and I don't want to make it like males versus females, but this does happen a lot. And sometimes, like, you get to a point where you're just used to it. Like, you're just kind of used to being uncomfortable. That's what it's kind of like to be a woman. And so there was actually another study that I saw that I think CBS News reported about it, how more men are uncomfortable interacting with women at work since the Me Too movement.
Yes.
Yes, like, you agree, or yes, like,
I agree. And not because I feel personally uncomfortable, but I've had a couple of friends say that they worry that now their jokes, like, and it's not jokes like necessarily a sexist joke, but like a joke that might be perceived like they are sexist. So now they're trying to avoid even being humorous at times, like even just kind of like, just like, because I even asked when one of my friends had brought it up, and I said, well, what kind of jokes are you making? Because I was like, well, yeah, because like, are you, what? Like, if you're making some kind of rude joke, then yeah, then you deserve it, and then that's kind of there. But like, no, like, even just kind of smiling or just being nice could be seen as, are you hitting on me?
Hmm.
And for a lot of guys, they do feel like that. Personally, for me, I don't, because I don't feel like I'm going to, I am who I am, and I'm not going to change, or I'm not going to necessarily like, I'm not going to feel like I need to worry about how I'm acting, because I don't feel like I've ever acted in a way that has been inappropriate or has been anything like that. Like, I would, no, my mother taught me better than that. That's me. But but some guys are a little bit more jokey about things, and some are a little bit more relajado about things. And I'm not saying that that's right. I don't think that's right. And some, and I, it goes back to a little bit of what the study, the English study said, depending on the age, that could make a big difference too,
yeah.
Because it said, I believe it said men and women in their 40s and 50s were a little bit more okay with the, I believe it was the handshake compared to people in their 30s and their 20s who were polled in this study.
Oh.
The people in their 30s and 20s were like, no hugs at all. Don't touch anybody. But the people in their 40s and 50s have. They were like, okay, yeah, once in a while. So I think it's also generational. And,
yeah,
and going
absolutely.
Back to the conversation that I was saying about as far as with men, I do think some men are kind of, they feel a little bit more concerned. I think the majority of those people are people who make bad jokes, and they deserve to be concerned, and they should stop doing that. But I do think there are a small percentage of men who, for the most part, are you know, are good people, are, you know, and they just feel like they have to be extra cautious, even though they're not really doing anything wrong. They're just worried that something might happen where it might be perceived
wrong. Like, they're just being extra careful so as not to be put in the position.
And you know what? I'd rather have that and have a workplace where everybody feels comfortable. I'd rather, this is my opinion, I'd rather have men feel uncomfortable and just be quiet and don't say anything and just, you know, be on your piece.
Yeah.
Than to not have that. But yeah. That's just my opinion. But I've heard people, like I said, I've had a few friends say that they kind of feel it's a little different now. But for me, I'm just like, hey, if you're making that jokes, you need to be uncomfortable and you need to stop it.
Yeah, you know what? There's like, it does depend on the person and the situation, because I have been around certain coworkers where we joke around, like we are really just joking around, and I don't feel offended because I know in my heart, like I know in my spirit that it's a joke. I know that it's not like I'm not being targeted, like as a woman or as a person. Like I have had that with certain coworkers, and maybe somewhat like coworkers slash friends. Like maybe it's because they've turned into friends, but I have had that where I feel like they wouldn't need to be concerned because I understand it. Now, this isn't to say that everybody should feel like this or that everybody does feel like this, but I have had like just moments where like, I know so-and-so is joking. I'm not going to report them. I know that they're a good person. I know they're not going to actually do anything. Like I know. And like by like actually doing it, like it's never been anything extreme. Like obviously if I heard a joke that I was like, wow, that's in really bad taste. Like, I don't know if I would report it immediately, but like I would, you know, maybe think of you in a certain way and then kind of like keep my eye on you or something like that. But that's never happened. Like I have just, people joke around and I can kind of understand that. At least that's how it's been in my experience. Or where like I've also had experience or moments where I've been like, I don't want to say targeted, but I've been uncomfortable and I just kind of like try and distance myself. Like I've never reported anything. And I know some people have, some people haven't, some people just hold stuff in. But like I've also had moments where I've had coworkers, like male coworkers, maybe like, oh, you know, yeah, like offer a compliment, like say, you know, you look really nice today or like, and it's not like, and I don't feel uncomfortable. Like it's never been like, at least maybe it's in the way that they've said it. But I've had, I used to have this one coworker who would just always compliment my outfit, like what I was wearing, like nothing uncomfortable, like nothing that made me uncomfortable, but is just really like, that's a really good color. Like just pointing that out. And, you know, I really like, and this was a straight coworker, like, and I never ever felt like he crossed the line. Like I felt like he genuinely liked how I dressed. Like I was able to differentiate that in that sense. And I don't think I misunderstood what he was trying to say. Like, I don't think he was trying to hit on me. I don't think he was trying to like insinuate anything. Like he was just very like, I would assume that he just compliments people when he feels it upon himself. Like, right. And so I felt like he was very genuine in that sense. I guess I get what you're saying about how some people feel like they don't even want to say anything nice or do anything nice to not be perceived a certain way or to not be because of like certain things that have been in the media and because of certain things that are happening. Like, I know that they are just kind of trying to steer clear. And I don't want to say that they should be afraid, and I don't want to say that they shouldn't. Like, I just think it's—I don't know. In a sense, I guess maybe it's nice that they're acknowledging that their behavior may have consequences, and so maybe they're being careful about what they do or say. Yeah. And I think that's kind of a good thing. Now, some people maybe are more like cautious for other reasons because they know they're in the wrong, because they know they've done things in the wrong, and so maybe it's also good that even if it's late, that they're acknowledging things now. But like, I mean, we've been working together for a long time, like male and female, you know, different cultures, like you said, like we are learning more about how we interact and how we should and shouldn't interact. So I think that's a good thing. I don't ever want it to get to a point where we're like, we can't interact now because we've lost all privilege, all interaction privileges because we don't know how to act. Like, I never want it to get to that. But with the CBS study, it was saying that 60% of male managers in the U.S. are afraid to have a one-on-one meeting with a woman. And I just, yeah, and I think like, what, okay.
Just because of the whole fear of it's going to be perceived as
Yeah,
something.
It's because they don't want it to like turn into, they don't want it to be perceived or turn into something.
Okay.
But the thing is like, the problem with that, and they were saying this, so Sheryl Sandberg, who is actually Facebook's chief operating officer, she was interviewed in this study, and she was saying that the problem is that even before this, women, and especially women of color, they don't get the same amount of mentoring as men. So that means, and this is, I'm kind of quoting her, which means we're not getting an equal seat at the table. And, you know, it's not good. And it's not enough to not harass us. You need not to ignore us either. So in a sense, like, it almost seems like it could be a cop out and be like, oh, I don't want to have a one-on-one or mentor someone because I don't want to get in trouble. But also now it's like, now that woman has lost a seat at the table because, and like, not because of the Me Too movement or not because other things are happening, you know, like, I know it's kind of insinuating that, you know, that people are afraid because of this, like this. But the thing is, if you're not in the wrong, you shouldn't be afraid of anything. Like, you're, if you're not going to harass somebody, why are you like, why is that one-on-one meeting a problem? Like, I think it's kind of the fear of what could happen. But the thing is, if you're not going to do anything wrong, then there's nothing wrong. Like how you said, like, you know that you were raised right and you are not worried because you haven't done anything inappropriate. So there's nothing to fear.
Right.
Like, of course, you may be put in a situation where you have to, like, I don't know, make a decision or, like, not do something inappropriate. But the thing is, like, if you know not to, you're just not going to.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of men, they've gotten caught up with everything that's, I think they hear a little bit too much about the media and they've gotten paranoid to an extent. Especially those who have not done anything wrong, never necessarily been on the wrong. They've just been caught up in this whole idea of, like, that even though I know I'm not on the wrong, it just takes one, for the most part, one woman's word against mine. And for a lot of them, they feel I've lost already, you know, because of the Me Too movement. I mean, let's be honest, partly that. And then, for the most part, I mean, even before the Me Too movement, a lot of times if it's depending on, especially in a case of sexual harassment, if it's the man and the woman, it's a coin toss. I mean, it could always be 50-50 because there have been cases, obviously, where a woman has claimed that this happened and it has happened, but they take the side of the men because and it doesn't even have to be a superior. It could be just, it was just playing. It was just this. It was just that. Like, I'm glad for the most part those days are over. And if it takes something like putting in this pressure or these bans or things like that, then if that's what reached, it kind of goes back to what I said. I was feeling sad. Like, I am sad that it's reached that point. Mm-hmm. But if this is what's needed, then this is what's needed to stop some of these people who they may not see themselves as predators. And maybe predators is not the correct word. Maybe that's a little too strong. But they're making a lot of people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And you can't play it off to, it's just jokes, or this is just how I was raised, or this is just how is this. Like, we were all raised in a certain, like, in different ways. Like, I get that. But if you're a professional, you should know how to act. You should know what needs to be done there. This is not, you don't need to go to school to be taught how to do that. And if you do, that's very concerning. But I don't know. My global perspective on all this is that I'm sad that it just reached this point. Because of a good amount of bad apples. I'm not going to say a few bad apples because that would be too, I think that's just kind of brushing it off. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of issues with this and it continues being a big issue. And it could be women as well. I understand that. But let's be honest. And as a guy, I'm saying it's mostly men. That's just my opinion. It's sad that it's reached that point, but if this is what needs to be done to stop people from harassing, from acting like idiots, then so be it. Mm-hmm. Even though it may seem extreme, even though for me at first I thought, this feels really extreme. Like, that's kind of sad. But now, as we've broken down in this conversation, just thinking about it, it is what it is. I know it sounds really like a canned answer, but I'd rather have that and have everybody, women and men, feel comfortable than just having this kind of openness and letting the possibility of this happen more.
Yeah, and I do want to say that I don't personally think that we should ban all physical contact. And I, like, because I don't want it to get to a point where we also ban like males and females working together in any like sense. Like, I never want it to get to that. But I do think it has to do with like just people learning to understand other people and other genders and just like learning, or at least trying to learn that, you know, maybe you're comfortable with something, but someone else is uncomfortable with it physically or non-physically, like trying to kind of step outside of your own little bubble, like all of us, our own little bubble, and like figuring out what the people we work with and the people that we live with and the people that, you know, that we interact with, what may work for them or not. And like, if you make a mistake, like if you, you know, try and like awkwardly hug somebody and then they like kind of, you know, like you just learn from it. Like, you're not, I don't think you're going to get sued. I don't think you're, you know, that person hates you now or that person, you know, like, I think it's part of like human error, you know, it's part of the human process that, you know, we're going to be in uncomfortable situations or we're going to kind of mess up a situation. And I think we should just be able to learn from it and learn to like work together again, all people, and just, I don't know, be a little more understanding about other people and about their needs and about whether that's physical or that's emotional or something. And I'm not saying you have to cater to every single person, but you should open up your bubble or whatever, our bubble, to just trying to understand what somebody else may need and not need. All right. Well, that was our episode for today. Thank you for joining us. If you're not already, follow and interact with us on social media for new episodes and future episode topics. On Twitter, we are at KSL Cafecito. Facebook, KSL Cafecito. On Twitter, I'm at Evie Cruz.
And I'm Joel Garnas.
And don't forget to rate and review the podcast on your favorite podcast app to help others find our conversations. Until next time.
Bye.